This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. We all want to get to retirement as fast as we can. Certified financial planner Byron Moore takes a look at four different paths we can take to retirement on today's Wisdom on Wealth.
Last week, we began looking at the four most common ways to tap into your retirement funds for a regular income stream. Let me do a recap in case you missed it, and then I'll cover the third and the fourth methods. Last week, we saw the first method was the interest-only method. This once most common method involves depositing or investing one's funds so that they will produce interest, which can be paid out and used as income. As we said last week, one risk is that interest rates fall so low that one can't live off the pittance of interest produced, like what's going on today. The second method we looked at was the spend-down method. A spend-down may be an intentional strategy, but too often it's an unintentional consequence of overspending. In a spend-down, you spend not only the income that your assets produce, but you also spend a portion of the principal itself. If you strategically stretch this process out over about 20 or so years, you can create an after-tax income stream roughly twice of what you might possibly have using the interest-only method. The problem is that after the 20 years, you're broke. So this week, let's pick up with the third method, which is called the safe withdrawal rate. Wall Street would love to see you leave your money in a portfolio of their design, blending some stocks and some bonds and taking out a safe amount each year so that the negative return years don't do irreparable damage to your portfolio. If investment returns on such portfolios are positive, then you can have your cake and eat it too by withdrawing income and seeing that portfolio balance grow. But everyone knows that markets go up and they also can come back down, way down. So software programs have been developed to evaluate the damage potentially done by any periods of negative returns. What these programs are showing today is that a safe withdrawal rate is somewhere around 3% these days. The fourth area that we looked at, or the fourth method that we looked at, was a self-made pension. Now, you know what a self-made pension is. A retiree gets a monthly check, usually for life, and perhaps for the life of any surviving spouse. Now, nothing fancy, no account to manage, no investments to go up or down, just a check every month for life. Now, most folks like that. For that reason, insurance companies offer the opportunity for individuals to create their own self-made pension. One could give an insurance company a lump sum of money to create such a self-made pension. To keep things equal, this would be the same lump sum that we use to produce the interest-only income or the spend-down income, or that we use to create a safe rate of withdrawal. The insurance company issues a guaranteed income annuity to the individual to create this self-made pension. The insurance company is able to achieve actuarial diversification by covering lots and lots of people. That way, they know that for every person who may live longer than average, there's going to be somebody who dies earlier than average. The benefit of such broad diversification means the company can pay a high annuity payout rate. A male at retirement age could expect something in the 7% payout range guaranteed for life. Now, that is paying back to the owner of the annuity both the principal and the interest. So the downside is that when you die, so does your income and your asset. It is gone. No one of these income methods is perfect, and each has its serious downsides. They're tools to be used, not standalone solutions that solve everyone's retirement problem every time. Like most tools, they work best in the hands of an experienced craftsman, and that craftsman usually works best when following a plan. So step one in deciding which of the four methods or combinations of methods to use is to get a retirement-oriented financial plan. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.